the mayor of New Hampshire's largest city, now wants to be New Hampshire's next governor. Republican Ted Gatzis of Manchester announced on Thursday he would seek his party's nomination for the corner office. Shortly after that announcement, Mayor Gatzis spoke with me. He was on the phone. I was in NHPR's newsroom. We talked about the campaign and some of the issues the next governor may face.
You've pondered a run for governor before. What convinced you this was the right year?
Well, I got a clean bill of health from the doctor, and after conversations with my wife and my mother, they thought it was time to do it.
One of the issues you've been very vocal about is the opioid crisis in New Hampshire, and especially in Manchester, and we're seeing a lot of activity right now at the federal level as well as state and local. What, if anything, do you see is making a difference right now in those efforts, and what more, if anything, would you do as governor?
Well, there's no question that it's no longer just a heroin issue, it's a fentanyl issue. The deaths for the first up until Monday were 26 in the city of Manchester. That's ahead of where we were last year, and I know that that count is higher in the state of New Hampshire. So we need to look and see what we can do, because my belief is that if you're caught dealing fentanyl and somebody dies and it can be tied back to a dealer, they should be arrested for attempted murder. We have to put some pretty stiff penalties in place to make sure that the dealers turn around and stop doing what they're doing.
Governor Hassan had asked state lawmakers for $5 million more for the substance abuse programs in Senate Bill 533, and the Senate Finance Committee authorized about half that. What's the right number as you see it?
Certainly, talking about dollars is important, but talking about lives is more important, and I think that we need to first find out how we're going to stop it at the top, because no matter what we fund on the bottom side, it's not going to be enough, because people will die before they get there to get the services. So we need to take a look at where we are. We need to find the most cost-effective way of doing it. Just to say, here's a number, doesn't make sense. We need to say, can we do this with recovery coaches in a less expensive way? What is the best way of serving the public in the state of New Hampshire?
You're one of three candidates so far in the GOP field. There might be more. What do you see as the path forward to win this primary?
Well, I don't ever run against anybody. I run for the office, and you know, I've done that every election since 1999. So people know that I don't run against them. I run for the office and put my experience and my leadership and my record on the line so that people can see it and show the accomplishments that we've had here in the city of Manchester, and believe that we can bring those same accomplishments to the state of New Hampshire.
A few quick hits on a few issues. First, what would you like to see happen with the state's expanded Medicaid program for low-income adults under the Affordable Care Act, the one that's supposed to expire at the end of this year and that lawmakers are considering extending?
Well, we have 46,000 people that are covered by it. I think that if we can get folks to primary care physicians instead of emergency rooms, that's good. We need to take a look at programs that they may be using in other states to see if we can fine-tune the one that we have in place. And we have to make sure that it doesn't cost the taxpayers any dollars.
Should the state be open to contracting with Planned Parenthood of Northern New England in the future for women's health services?
I can tell you that I in the Senate, I have voted against funding for Planned Parenthood in the past.
But would you be open to that in the future?
I would vote against any public funding for Planned Parenthood.
On proposals to expand gambling in New Hampshire, such as a casino or Keno, what, if anything, might you support and under what conditions?
I would have to see the bill and see exactly what it says and to make sure that it protects the state. And I would never use any of those revenues as part of the budget process, because you don't know whether they will continue or they're lasting.
What do you make of the proposal to put in a commuter rail line from southern New Hampshire to Boston, which might include two stops in Manchester and another in Nashua?
Well, I think it's important that we talk and see what time those stops are going to be and what it's going to cost people. I think most importantly, it's going to come down and be analyzed about costs. And I think it's important that we talk about finishing I-93, because when I was a senator, that completion cost was $190 million. It's over and above $400 million. So 93 must be completed.
New Hampshire's unemployment rate is one of the lowest in the nation, but there's still a lot of talk about concerns about the future of the state economy and the workforce. What would you like to see happen?
Let's find ways that we can reduce the BEP and DPT and business taxes. And once you do that with companies, they will hire people and bring people to work. So I can say, let's get out of the way of business and let them do what they do best, and that's hire people and get things done.
And lastly, it looks like you're going to be working two jobs for a while. How do you think running for governor might affect your work as mayor of Manchester?
I don't think it affects it at all, because I was in a campaign just a few months ago, and I was still the mayor, and I think people will tell you I was still doing a great job. So I will continue doing a good job for the city of Manchester, and I will run a very, very good campaign running for governor.
That's Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis, who's seeking the Republican nomination for New Hampshire governor. We spoke on Thursday shortly after he announced his campaign for the corner office. Gatzis joins Executive Councilor Chris Sununu and State Representative Frank Edelblue in the GOP field. You'll find our full coverage of New Hampshire politics and government at nhpr.org.